Good morning. It's time for this week's edition of Health Matters with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in downtown Mammoth Spring. Good morning, Dr. Cochran.
Hey, good morning. Let me say congratulations to y'all for the fantastic job you did last week raising so much money, so much needed money for the kids at St. Jude's. That's a major accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much. And it's one of those things that we look forward to every year. And if you haven't heard, folks, $290,000.
Yeah, you guys knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it was a wonderful day. Thank you to the community again. All right, so what is our topic of the show today?
I'm going to totally switch gears today and talk about something that I see in the office at least every week, probably two or three times a week, and that's a middle-aged man who's suffering from benign prostatic hyperplasia. We used to call it benign prostatic hypertrophy, but that's not truly accurate. There's a little bit of a detail where that makes that not accurate. But the bottom line is it's as we get into our 50s and 60s as a man, we start to have some lower urinary tract symptoms, whether it be getting up at night to go to the bathroom a whole lot of times because our bladder doesn't empty completely, or we get urinary tract infections, or when we try to initiate our stream. We don't get the flow that we used to when we were younger. And I know that a lot of men out there that are listening to today are suffering from this issue and may not be dealing with it. And there's certainly some things that we deal with. Now, if you come to my office and you're complaining of these symptoms, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to evaluate for other problems that are worse than benign prostatic hyperplasia. And some of those problems are bladder cancer, prostate cancer, a urinary tract infection. They can all cause those lower urinary tract symptoms, and we want to rule those things out before we say, aha, it must be BPH. So we're going to draw some blood. We're going to look for prostate cancer. The blood is also going to help us to decide exactly how big your prostate is. First of all, what the heck is the prostate, Mike? Well, the prostate gland is a little gland about the size of a walnut that's vital in our younger days for our reproductive health. It helps us to do what we need to create new life. And so as we get older, it just becomes a nuisance. And so it should be about the size of a walnut, but as it is exposed to testosterone over the years, it can start to grow, and it squeezes, since it has our urinary drainage tube running through it, it starts to squeeze that tube and not allow the urine to completely leave our bladder. So we can have trouble getting our flow to go, and we can have trouble emptying our bladder. And so the guy that that drinks a half a gallon of iced tea after supper and then complains to me that he's getting up and going all night long, he may have an issue with that. So after we've ruled out the cancers and the infections and the bleeding and all that stuff, what do we do about it? Well, as I mentioned, the gentleman that was drinking all the iced tea or beer or some other diuretic liquid in the evenings, we're gonna ask you to change your lifestyle a little bit and cut back on those things in the evening and not drink so much after supper. And that's going to cause you not to have to get up and go all night long as much. That's the first thing we do. So the second thing, all right, you've tried everything. You're still having trouble getting your stream going. You're still getting up at night 5 or 6 times a night. I've seen some men have so much trouble that they actually are exhausted all day because they're up going all the time. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to start on a medicine, a safe medicine that's going to relax that muscular prostate to let that urine all the way out. And so we're going to try that therapy. And then if the prostate happens to be big, we're going to give you a medicine, maybe even on top of the other medicine, that blocks that testosterone effect, and that can shrink the prostate gland over time. And so if medical therapies start to fail, or if there's something else going on and we've tried everything, then we might have to go see one of our friends over in the urology clinic over at Baxter and talk about perhaps a surgical therapy that we do to kind of burn out that prostate and make that tube bigger.
All right, so what is... I'm trying to figure out how to say this. What if someone just ignores this problem and says, you know what, I don't want to deal with it?
Well, mostly it's a lifestyle issue. It does predispose you to infection more, so you might get sick with an infection. But the biggest problem with ignoring it, Mike, is that we need to rule out those other things that cause urinary hesitancy. Namely, if you're a smoker or a former smoker, we need to make sure you don't have bladder cancer. The big one is, with just a blood test, we need to make sure that you don't have prostate cancer. So my biggest fear about ignoring those symptoms, It's rare for someone to die from having to get up and go to the bathroom all night long. But
the side effects,
that's a life. The possible issues other than it being BPH are the things we need to rule out. But on that note, I've had patients that have had terrible things happen to them because they had to get up in the middle of the night, trip, fall, break their hip. And so getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom is not, you'd want to do that as minimal times as possible. So if you're a man in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and you're having problems with urinary stream issues and constant urination, go see your doctor and get some help for that, and get the big things ruled out and get some help, and your lifestyle will be much better.
Now, is this one of those things that men are hesitant about admitting that they're having a problem with?
Anytime someone is dealing with that region of the body, it's a little bit humiliating to talk about it malfunctioning. But as healthcare providers, we are very discreet and very sensitive to those issues. And our goal is for you to come back in a few weeks telling us that you're feeling better.
All right, very good. Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Cochran.
You bet.
Folks, that's this week's edition of Health Matters. Now, if you missed part of today's program or you know someone who needs to hear today's program, you can find it on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Just scroll down. You'll find not only today's program, but all the programs since the first of the year. Health Matters. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure and join us again next week.